Blog Talk Radio.
Go crazy. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Stop. Go crazy. Hold up. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hell back.
Hell back.
Not no more.
Not no more.
Came back.
Came back.
Settle score.
Settle score.
Me be you.
Me be you.
101.
101.
Ain't no stopping.
Ain't no stopping.
What's begun?
What's begun?
Foundation. Hard work. Determination. Demonstrated. Brick laid. Long nights. Overstayed. Never played. Insane. Don't justify. I just wanna make the song cry. Let it speak. Loud and clear. No pain. No fear. Ambitious. Sound vision. Cooked in the lab. My words missing. Vocal tracks on overload. Just how I seen it unfold. Not twisted. Not tangled. I'll leave your mangled. Unrecognizable. Bird box. No blindfold. Bust back. Doom, doom, doom. Solid, not see-through. You have no idea of what I just might do. Capsize your boat. Burn down your hotel. Give all I got. Send you to hell. Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait. Stop.
Go, 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 go.
Now go crazy. Hold up. Hold up.
The Real Spill Show is brought to you by The Pop-Up Shop at Arden Mall, Chandler & Company, J-Spot Kitchen, Rags Rolling Papers, Nikki's Dollar Jewelry and more, Sky Cloud Dispensaries, It's My Hair Hair Salon, Fade 'Em Up Barbershop. To be a sponsor on our show, email us at olhent@gmail.com. Thank you.
Yeah, it's your boy B.I.G.O. Meezy, Big O. Meezy, the great communicator on another edition of the Real Spill Show Talk Back Tuesday. I hope everybody is had a wonderful weekend. I hope everybody is having an incredible start to the new week, you know what I'm talking about. And if not, you got the rest of this week to try to clean it up and make it even better, man. I know times is hard out there. I know everybody is under the gun. Everybody is in a hurried up offense, man. But, you know, sometimes you got to just take a little break, you know what I'm saying, inhale, count to 5 and 10 or whatever, and then blow that shit up, you know what I'm saying, and let it go off into the wind, you know what I'm saying, because you don't want to stress yourself out and create health problems for yourself. So, you know, I know we're going through it out here, and it's all kind of different things jumping off, man. But we got to pull it together, man. We got to be our strongest versions of ourselves, man. And we got to attack this shit head on, and, you know what I'm saying, and do our thing, man. So, you know, that's it with that there, man. So let's talk back Tuesday. We got so many different subjects to go over. Today I watched Marlon Wayans' comedy special on Netflix. HBO Max, man. God Loves Me. And that shit was fun. I ain't gonna lie. Chris Rock shit was all right. It was all right. You know what I'm saying? But if you listen to his, man, it's like Marlon Wayans. He mainly stayed on his relationship with Will Smith and Jada Pinkett and Chris Rock, and tried to went all the way back to when they was all younger and brought it into now to give you a little bit more clarity about you know, the whole situation. You know, and it's funny. It's funny as shit. You know what I'm saying? So I would recommend y'all to watch Marlon Wayans' new special on HBO Max, God Loves Me, and then, you know, you'll just get a whole nother perspective as opposed to just Chris Rock's side. Today on the show, we got the homie 95 Mill. That's my homeboy, man. We go back like car seats, man, you know what I'm saying, ever since he dropped his first project. We've been rocking. We got about six songs and shit. He done did shit on my shit, man. We done did hella shows together. We kicked off New Year's with a show down in downtown Sac on 7th and J Street at Cilantro's, man, and that was up. It was his first headline show, and I was hosting it, so that was big. And then also, so he'll be on later on in the show. We're going to talk about his new record, man. He got a song dedicated to the Kings, Light the Beam. He got a single called Ice. you know what I'm saying, like a revamp of the Ice Ice Baby, Vanilla Ice. So, you know, I'm excited to have him on the show. His birthday was just last week, so we're going to celebrate that shit today, man, because the weather was so bad, I couldn't really get to his house and shit, so to really rock with my guy. I see the phone lines is already lit. I see my homie Joe Millionaire is on here, so we're going to be, you know, hollering at the homie Joe. Birdo is on this motherfucker. Birdo, the motherfucking sports guy, he got a long litany of shit that he wants to talk about. We got GB, the OG. He on here, man. His voice is back and it's intact. So the phone lines is 365-999-3678. 563-999-3678. Call in. It's Talk Back Tuesday. Oh, also we got DJ Mastix. He got another mix for us. So I'm going to be playing that later in the show. And my homie Dave House from up out of NY, man, hit me. And he said he got the homie Gary L. Hayward. He got a new book called Corruption Officer. Corruption Officer. From military to security guard to being a correctional officer at Rikers Island. I just briefly got the gist and the synopsis of the whole thing. So basically, he going to come on here and talk about it in his own words, y'all. So it's a packed show. It's going to be lit, man. We're going through it, man, to get to it, man. It's the Real Spill Show. I'm your host, B.I.G.O. Meezy, man. Let's get off into it, man. First thing I'm going to do is play this drop and then get off into this shit by Big Grip featuring myself. And then we'll come back and we'll get off into some subjects and some topics, man. It's the Real Spill Show. Stay tuned.
Hey, yo, what's good? It's your guy, B.I.G.O. Meezy. Big O. Meezy, the great communicator. Sick with it, Lieutenant. Sick with it, Deputy. The whole thing, man. And you listening to the Real Spill Show. And did you know we available right now to subscribe on Apple Podcasts? Man, do yourself a favor, man. Do us a favor. Go ahead and subscribe. Appreciate it.
Sponsor alert. New sponsor alert. New sponsor alert. Results Fitness, man. Coach Matt Weaver just signed up to be a sponsor of the Real Spill Show, man. We so pleased, man, to have him aboard, man. If it's a bunch of y'all out there, man, and you ain't fulfilling your New Year's resolution, well, this is the spot for you. Results Fitness is right out there at West Sacramento, man. And you sign up, and they got the neon lights, and it's comfortable, and they're dancing, and they're doing this, that, and third, man. And matter of fact, let me stop talking about it. Listen to Matt.
Hi, it's Matt Weaver with Results Transformation Centers, and I'm excited to invite you to our six-week challenge. Our program has helped thousands of people lose 20 pounds or more free. Get fit, healthy, and sexy this year. Register at results20.com for your chance to lose 20 pounds free. Take the challenge at results20.com.
Yeah. You know there's going to be some things in your life that change your whole demonstration. Whatever you do, keep it 100 with yourself and with your team. You dig? One.
How they put my sweaty tears in this shit. Be damn if I shed tears for a bitch. I'm on my own, just me and my stick. Money on my mind, got no time for your shit. Gotta stay on, it's time to hit a lid. Can't get tricked off the street on the bricks. Be your man and do your own shit. Back against the wall, but I'm dealing with the shit. I ride alone, yeah, on my hustle. Keep some extra muscle. In right. Case niggas wanna touch. I'm a bust for to get a chance to blast first. I'm a cutthroat. Guess you ain't learned from the last verse. Lyrical assassins, I always put in work. Yeah. Niggas always asking how I get it out the dirt. I do this with a passion, and I know my work. The streets was a passage, I turned it to my purpose. Sometimes I feel blessed, other times I feel cursed. There seem too many of my niggas carried in a hearse. And if I had the power, then time would be reversed. And we'd be back on the block with this time, making money work. But that is just a dream, and to me, that's what hurts. So I'ma pour some liquor out for my niggas in the earth. This some shit we all deal with since the day of birth. Names tatted on the flesh, faces sprayed on my shirt. How they put my sweaty tears in this shit. Be damn if I shed tears for a bitch. I'm on my own, just me and my stick. Money on my mind, got no time for your shit. Gotta stay on, it's time to hit a lid. Can't get tricked off the street on the bricks. Be your man and do your own shit.
big old me.
I'm dealing with the shit
with it right now.
Pain and anguish, man, it's off the chain. I'm going through some things that I could barely explain. But on the surface, it's all roses and sunny days. I'm feeling every emotion, about to go insane. 5150 is litty, shitty, and sorrow this way. And all they say is it's gonna be alright and you'll be okay. Fuck what they talking about, I wanna scream and shout. Like, do you understand the words that's coming out my mouth? It can make you get heartless, even dead for your soul. So much negativity is really taking its toll. Gotta pick myself off the ground, refocus, gather my strength. G.O.D. is in charge, struggle can teach you some shit. Obstacles and hurdles, what a bumpy road. Stay focused on the task and watch the blessing unfold. Me and Big Grip gon' keep it going for a better way. Get up and go get it, each and every day.
How to put my sweaty tears in this shit. Be damn if I shed tears for a bitch. I'm on my own, just me and my stick. Money on my mind, got no time for your shit. Gotta stay young, it's brown and hit a lick. Can't get tricked off the street or on the bricks. Be your own man and do your own shit. Back against the wall, but I'm dealing with the shit. How to put my sweaty tears in this shit. Be damn if I shed tears for a bitch. I'm on my own, just me and my stick. Money on my mind, got no time for your shit. Gotta stay young, it's brown and hit a lick. Can't get tricked off the street or on the bricks. Be your own man and do your own shit. Back against the wall, but I'm dealing with the shit.
Yeah, you know, stuff humbles you sometimes. Shit do too. Whatever you do, keep it a honey. Keep it true. You know.
It's your boy, Render Heat Monster, and you're listening to The Real Spill Show, hosted by Big Ol' Mazy. Get a bar.
Shout out my homie, Ren the Heat Monster. He got, okay, I see Dago. He got a new record coming out, man. He hailed from out of Stockton, California, man. Y'all follow him, Ren the Heat Monster, on Instagram, Facebook, Ren the Heat Monster. You can, you know, pull up on him, man. He really a triple OG out there, and he moved to Vegas, so he's still rocking and rolling. He, you know what I'm saying? We done played him a couple of times, and he's been on the show, so I got to get him back on here, man. So anybody that's played, first I want to say I want to thank everybody who's been calling in and supporting and all the sponsors who've been supporting, man. I can't do it without y'all. I can't do it without my folks, GB and Birdo, you know what I'm saying, having my back like a masseuse, you know what I'm saying, my homie Joe Millionaire, been calling in since day uno. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just want to appreciate everybody for sticking and staying, man. My first guest today, our first guest today, he's an author, Gary L. Hayward. He got a book called Corruption Officer. I read the synopsis, but I want to make sure I want him to be able to, you know, get his whole story out there. So I don't want to just sum it up so we can just make noise for the man, Gary L. Hayward. What's up, my brother?
Hey,
how you
what's
doing?
Going on, everybody? I'm all right. How
so
you
this
doing?
This is a redemption story, right? I seen the worst of the worst, and I came from the bottom, and I dug my way out the top, right? That's what I'm picturing, right?
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
Go ahead.
No, I'm listening.
No, I want you to go ahead and say what you were about to say. Okay.
No, it's just the book is just an autobiography about my life as a corrections officer on Rikers Island. That everything you heard about or saw on TV about Rikers Island, about corrupt corrections officer, at one time that was me. So that was my this book took you from, like you said, from the top to the bottom. From beginning to the end of my whole life as a Rikers Island correction officer, and to the time I went to prison myself, and up until the time right now, how I'm living right now.
So tell us tell us where you started, where you first. I read that you were in the military. Let's start there. How many years and where did you serve?
Well, I was a Marine, and I served for 6 years from 87 to 93. I'm also a war veteran, so I fought in the Saudi Arabian War, you know, and then came home in 93, and then 3 years later, I became a correction officer on Rikers Island.
But you did some security first, right? You said you was a security guard.
Yeah, you know how it is when you when you're a big guy and with a military background.
Yeah.
When I came home,
right.
You know, that was automatic. You know, either it was bodyguarding, doing security, or working for security companies. Those are quick and automatic jobs with my background and my resume. So
right.
I took the test to be a police officer and correction officer at the same time. It just so happened that corrections called me first.
And in New York, I'm gonna be honest with you, Rikers Island. You know, if you watch Law and Order, man, you know, that's the first place they send your ass is to Rikers Island, and you just try to visualize it. As a matter of fact, our security, you know, they said one of the biggest things that people get arrested for, not the biggest, but one of the things people get arrested for is that you can bring they allow you to bring your firearm into New York, right? Check luggage and everything. But then when you get ready to fly out, that's when they want to arrest you and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So our security guard, Chris Lee, he ended up getting arrested. He went to Rikers. But we had to get him out with the hurry upness because he was telling us it was kind of dire. But when it's somebody from Cali, and this was like during the time of the East Coast, West Coast beef. So it was like a real bad time for the homie to be up in there. But like I said, we got him up with No, we got him out with the hurry upness. But how was it once you got in position? What was it like when you got there?
I'm gonna keep it honest with you. When I first, like, I consider myself at the time I was 6'2" and a half, you know, 230 pounds, 9% body fat. You know, still military chiseled and everything. But that didn't mean shit. Oh, can you curse?
Of course.
Oh,
hell yeah.
I'm sorry. That didn't mean nothing the first time I stepped foot in there because, you know, you see all the TV shows, and then I don't know the dynamics of everybody there on the show, but we all got homies that went to jail and came back and told their stories about what was going on in there. So all that is running through your mind. The first time, you know, I had to walk in there as a rookie, a new guy, and what they have is the correction officers' shirts are dark blue. Their uniform is dark blue. As a rookie, your shirt is light blue. So even the inmates, everybody know you're a new jack, like you fresh out the academy. So I had to go in there, and I'm going to be honest, I was a little bit terrified because, you know, if you're nice with your hands, you figure, listen, I could try to beat three of them off you, but it's like 100 of them in there, and you walk in there, and that door slides and closes behind you, boom, and then you just get shook because you see all these guys, push-ups, pull-ups, dips, nonstop, you know, big, tall, short, fat, and they all grilling you, and you're in there with them for the first time by yourself. So I was shook the first time that I walked in there. And then I started getting harassed. They started making jokes and stuff at me. And then a skinny, 4'2" elderly female correction officer made her way through the crowd, told them to back up, and she escorted me to where I was supposed to be sitting as an officer. So in my mind, I looked at her like, well, they not messing with her. I should have a shot at doing this job. But the first time I walked in there, yeah, bro, I'm not going to lie, I was terrified.
Now Rikers Island, is it an island or is it like when I visualize it in my mind when somebody say Rikers, I visualize a boat, like a boat sitting in the water outside, like on the cusp of by like the Statue of Liberty, and when it's like somewhere where like the worst of the worst just get shipped, you know what I'm saying, or just people in general just get shipped. Like how do you get sent to Rikers?
okay, Rikers Island is like basically for any other state. Is Rikers Island is like the county jail for New York City. So anybody who gets arrested in the five boroughs of New York City goes straight to Rikers Island. Now, Rikers Island is for people fighting their case. They, you know, you're fighting your case. So you're not going to be on Rikers Island more than from 1 to 4 years. 4 years is stretching it. After that, you know, they don't find out whether you're guilty or they don't let you go. And Rikers Island is an island. It is an island, and there's only one highway on, little bridge on to Rikers Island, and one way off. So it really is an island, and you're right. That's where they send the worst of the worst in New York City. Everybody comes through Rikers Island.
So you can't just bail before you, or tell them I'm bailing out, and before you do, you know, like, oh, okay, I'm getting bailed out, so don't send me to Rikers. You can't, but they just send you straight there.
Well, no. Let me say this. They got Rikers Island, and then they got smaller jails throughout the city. One of the most famous smaller jails throughout the city is called the Tombs. And when you get arrested, they ship you to the Tombs or one of these other smaller jails first. So now if you're going to get bailed out, you can get bailed out from right there, you know, according to, you know, the seriousness of your charge. So you can get bailed out from the Tombs. But from the Tombs,
okay,
you don't get bailed out, you're going straight to Rikers Island.
And for the average person, right, would that be like the most terrifying shit you ever went through?
Well, I'm going to keep it a buck. When I went through training and then I got out the academy, and there's a place called the receiving area. So that's where everybody gets off the bus and they come inside the jail. You know, I'm a big guy, and there was like several white cats bigger than me, and that's the welcoming committee. So when you walk in there, there's a line of officers sitting there, and we all got gloves on, black leather gloves with metal inserts in our gloves, just in case somebody want to act up. And we're waiting for somebody to act up, because the first one to act up, we're going to make an example for all the new inmates that's coming in there. So it's kind of scary because all the other inmates are all around you. Some of them been to jail before, some of them haven't, and it's a terrifying experience, especially if this is your first time going to jail. Very terrifying.
Wait, were you there when Tupac was there?
No, I wasn't. I was there when Flavor Flav was there. I was there when Lil Wayne was there. I was there when Tony Yayo was there.
Okay, Tony Yayo, and so he was in there during the time Murder Inc. was beefing. So therefore, he was in what he wasn't in protective custody, or was he in the main, like, you know, main line?
I'm gonna be honest, I was shocked because I had a couple of homies running around the jail at the time when Tony Yayo came in, and one of my boys said, "Yo, Tony Yayo coming to my housing area," and he was like, "I hope you pay like you wait," because he had plans of extorting Tony Yayo. And Tony Yayo, he had the option to sign into protective custody, but he opted not to. And for some reason, no, I thought that was a bad move at the time. But when I went to go check on him, because I met him through a friend of mine, he was holding his own. Wasn't nobody extorting him. He was talking to me. A guy came up to him, asked him, "Is it all right if he gets chips out of his locker?" So, you know, I got to give it to him. He, you know, he held his own. You know, whenever I could, I escorted him around the jail. And he walked through there freely. He wasn't in protective custody or nothing. He was a real dude.
Now Lil Wayne recently said that when he went up in there, two, three cats, you know, came up on him, and you know, and told him his designation was a blood, and shit like that. And I mean, he said he held his own or whatever, you know, whatever like that. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, clearly they was able to get to him, is what I'm trying to say. So obviously was he in protective custody?
Well, he was in protective custody. And what happens is these gangs are very resourceful. So what happens is a gang member may fake like he dropped his flag, like he no longer a blood, just to get sent to protective custody so he can get to Lil Wayne. That's the only way I could see them getting through him. And then after the end, because it's all a plot, he really ain't dropped his flag. But guess what? In jail, if you go to the CO and you tell him you're dropping your flag, you no longer want to be in the gang, you know you got a target on your back. So they got to put you in protective custody. So that's how they were able to get to Lil Wayne at that time. Now, in protective custody, ain't too much extortion going to be going on without the COs knowing. You know what I mean? So it's possible, you know, right. He held his own.
So the album, I mean, I don't want to say album because I always be having these rappers on the show and shit. The book, Corruption Officer, From Jail Guard to Perpetrator Inside Rikers Island, a raunchy tell-all and a critical portrayal of Rikers Island. And that was on from the New York Times. So at some point during your job where you was working, you got offered or you got positioned to start. Just tell my listeners, where was the transition? What happened that made you flip the switch and go to the other side?
Okay, what happened was when I first walked into the jail, you know, when you first get a everybody know when you grow up, well, at least where I'm from in New York, in Harlem, it's like, if you ain't got a wicked jump shot or if you ain't a rapper and you, you know, making your way out the hood, you're supposed to get yourself a city or state job, working for 20 years, move out, move your family out, and present them with a better life for themselves. So I went into the job with that intention. Yes, I'm a correction officer. You know, I got a gun and a badge, and I'm walking through the hood legally. You know, so I thought I was the shit. So while I was in doing the job, I was married, had two kids. Went through divorce and child support, because I'm going to keep it a buck. There was so many females, correction officers in there. It was so much partying and drinking and hanging out and stuff like that. I was having such a good time that it basically ruined my marriage. So now here it is.
Wait, Inside the jail, you was having a good time?
Let me tell you something. One thing
at
a time. Oh, no. I'm a new guy. So
okay.
I'm fresh out the academy. I want to do my job. That's me. I'm you know, definitely do right. I'm doing my job. So it's New Year's, and I'm in the housing area with 100 inmates, 50 on each side. So what they got an officer station, and then they got the officer that's on the floor watching the inmates. I was the new officer on the floor watching the inmates. So when I'm looking in the officer station, it's New Year's. We got to be there for New Year's. Can't be home with our family. So I see a bunch of officers coming in, and they're bringing food that they cook from home, and they're bringing, one had a Lipton iced tea, 2-liter Lipton iced tea bottle, and a Schweppes seltzer water bottle. I thought nothing of it. So then after a while, I get the whiff of liquor. So when I look in there, everybody's taking these shots from the Lipton iced tea bottle, which I found out that was Hennessy. The clear bottle was vodka. So I'm the new guy. I don't want to get in no trouble. I want to play my post. Next thing you know, the captain comes to make a tour. I'm in my mind, oh, shit, everybody's in trouble. The captain comes in there. Where's my plate? Get a plate. And then where's my drink? And they pour her two big cups up each. And they say, y'all just be safe. And she walked out. So that was my first beginning of knowing that shit go down in there. So now, here goes my story. I get hit with divorce and child support. Let me rewind. Any correction officer from the hood, when you go on Rikers Island, if you're from the five boroughs, you're going to see people that you know that's locked up in there. And they're going to proposition you. They're going to ask you over and over again, could you bring me a cigarette? Could you bring me a stick of gum? Because it's all a plot. If you bring them a cigarette or gum, then if you're a female, if you bring me a cigarette, then that means you're going to fuck. I can get you to fuck. I can get you to bring me in weapons. I can get you to bring me anything. So I've been new people in there that are actually to bring cigarettes, weed, or whatever, and I was turning them down, telling them, nah, it's my job, blah, blah, blah. Once I got hit with child support, paychecks was like $39 for at least 3 or 4 months. I lost everything. Lost my car, lost my apartments, moved back to my mother's house. And I always, now I'm not going to tell you I was some big-time drug dealer in the street, but I hung with people in the street that did what they did. So I knew how to hustle. And once the mayor put a shutdown and said no inmate can smoke no cigarettes in no city jail, and they stopped selling cigarettes in the commissary, that opened the door for me to start bringing tobacco in and hustling that way to make ends meet, to pay my child support so that I can live. So it started off with me just bringing little cigarettes at the time. And then it escalated to a number of other things after that.
But you was so clearly you from the hood, so you was already a hustler. You already probably had a hustle mentality. But going to the military and all that, I mean, that put you on a different path. But clearly when your back was against the wall, you went back to the hustle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And how long did this go on?
Well, I was there for 10 years. And roughly about 6 to 8 years, I was
Damn!
Now, don't get me wrong.
It's not funny, but it's like 10 calendars. That was a long ass time. It's not, from rookie, you was damn near. You should have been a sergeant at this point, right? After all that time.
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't want to get promoted. I was making so much money that why get promoted? I'm making more than them, and to keep my business going, I had to stay. Constant contact with the inmates. If I got promoted, then I would have limited contact with the inmates. So I had to stay in the trenches to watch my money. It's just like when you hustling on a block. You know, you move up as the more money you make, but you're still going to be in arm's reach to know what's going on with your money and your product. So that was me.
How many years after your divorce did you start doing? How many years were you there before you got divorced?
So I was there for about 2 years. 2 to 3 years. And then everything.
Then you got divorced. Then you start hustling inside the jail. And then it started out the about the divorce and then child support. Then it was like, well, shit, let me get this money, right?
Exactly. You know, when you first go into jail, you don't go in there with the intent to do that. I'm gonna say that.
Right.
You know, after certain circumstances, situations happened, that, like you said, my back was against the wall, and I didn't jump right into doing it. I just waited till I hit rock bottom. Like, I had no car.
Right.
If it wasn't for my mom, I didn't have a place to stay. You know, I'm not trying to listen. By no means, I want somebody to feel sorry for me, because once I started getting you're right. It wasn't about making ends meet because of child support. It was I could get away with it.
Right.
You know.
It's like you get so you say, and at the end of the day, I don't know if you up the tone on the contraband, but if it's just cigarettes and you know, little stuff like that, but unless it said raunchy, so clearly it got off into some other eel type other things, right?
Okay, let me run down how my hustle went. at the time, clearly you know this was a while ago. At the time, a pack of Newports was about $5 or $6. You know,
right?
So I would buy a carton of Newports for about $10 or $15. I would sell each pack for $500. Now people think that's a lot of money.
What a pack of
Everybody, you gotta understand this. Okay, bro, you gotta understand this. In jail, right, you could give a guy one cigarette. He'll break that one cigarette down into three little rollies. See, people out in the street think a cigarette is just, you know, like how many people want to take a pull off a cigarette. In jail, when you don't have, they break that tobacco down into three cigarettes, and then they sell each cigarette for $20.
Damn.
So imagine you got 15 cigarettes in one pack. and you spend $500 with me, but you making $1,000 to $1,500, and then $20 going to commissary. Remember, a pack of chips is 10 cents.
Mm.
So that was one of the hustles.
So somebody like a Lil Wayne come in there, you know, he got deep pockets. Everybody done hit the jackpot. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that's flea flicking done hit the jackpot because, you know, he paying for protection. He paying for extra privileges and things like that. And then you got all these different celebrities up in there. You know, and I'm pretty sure it's probably still going on in some, you know, it got to. But, like, how big did it get?
Well, I'm going to put it like this. Lil Wayne, you can look this up on the internet. Female correction officer lost her job trying to get it at him to give him some ass. My situation, I caught myself being smart. I didn't want to blow my cover, so I didn't want to get known. So I only messed with guys who I knew that was really getting money in the street, and their family was getting money in the street. So like I said, it started off as cigarettes, and then it turned into weed, which I doubled my money. And then it was like if somebody had a homeboy in there and it was a situation, you know, you don't judge me, but it was a situation where this female, she was a little older than me, her son was in there. It was his birthday, and she wanted him to get, you know, celebrate his birthday. So I went to the liquor store, got a little $10 bottle of Hennessy, put it in a Lipton iced tea bottle, and brung it with him. Now, the fee for me doing that, she had to give me $500. Now, I met with her before I went to give it to her son. She only had $450. So, I was like, what you going to do? So,
yeah,
bro,
to earn that real quick.
She popped the teeth out.
Oh, shit.
And that was it. She popped the teeth out, so that made up for the $50, and guess what? Her son had the happiest birthday that he could ever have, thanks to his mama.
Him and his whole little pie, because that little bottle probably went a long way. All right, what I did was
because people who have been away from smoking or been away from drinking, you could bring that little bottle in there, and the whole jail going to be humming. Everybody going to smell Hennessy, especially if they haven't had it. So what I would do is I would give it to them, and I'll lock them in a cell so only they can enjoy it, so they can't get drunk, get into a fight, bring heat to my operation. You know, you had to be smart about what you was doing. You know what I mean? Because somebody who ain't had drinking in a long time, you give them some Hennessy, they want to fight, they want to act up. Then all of a sudden the squad is coming. They were like, well, how is an inmate get drunk? So I had to make sure he slept that off.
So at some point you got caught.
Yeah.
that's where the whole thing, you know, the whole that part of the movie, you know, the good times come crashing down. Let's talk about that. Let's get into that. How did that happen?
Well, what happened was when I first got in there, right, and I'm doing my job and everything. So I go to this housing area, and I get to argue with an inmate, right, and I tell this dude, yo. Because he's talking smack, like he knows I'm bringing this in. He knows because inmates get to talking after a while. So he knows I'm bringing this in. No, I'm doing this. So I told him, listen, man, when I come back, I'm going to tighten you up. I'm fucking you up when I come back. So I went to lunch. And when I went to lunch, the alarm went off in my housing area. So I runs back to my housing area because the dude that I said I was going to come back and fuck up, he pulled a gun out and shot another inmate in the jail, in the housing area.
Mm.
So while I'm up in his face talking about I'm going to fuck you up when I come back, he had that thing on him the whole time.
Mm.
The whole time. So he shot an inmate. It was all a ploy. They smuggled the gun in there. It was a ploy so he could shoot the inmate in the leg so they could sue the city because, like, how did he get a gun inside that? And we supposed to – officers supposed to practice care, custody, and control of the inmates. So how did we let him get shot inside the jail? So it was all a plot with them to get a $1 million lawsuit and sue the city. I don't know how that worked out for him, but at that point, I knew the jail was talking. know, about me, about my whole operation. So then another incident happens where the Latin Kings gang was going to fight the Bloods in the mess hall. Now, I'm cool with everybody. I'm servicing everybody. Anybody who had the money, you Western Union to my crackhead friend, she picks it up, she give me the money, and I'm better than UPS. I deliver the next day. So now they're about to fight in the mess hall. The captain in there, the squad is about to go in. The captain is telling them to quiet down, quiet down. They gearing up. They ready to fight. Soon as I walk in there, everybody get quiet. Everybody go find somewhere to sit down. And the captain turned and looked at me. And she said, "Who are you?" And that was like the beginning of my cover being blown, because all those guys, all the head gang members knew me because I took care of them. I brought little phones in there so they could talk to their lawyer without using the jail phone. Like, I was running my business. So what happened was, it was an inmate in there I had been rocking with for about 2 years. I had been giving them, bringing them. Me and him started with cigarettes, and it went up to a half ounce of cocaine. So I was really getting money with him, and I felt safe because I was dealing with him for so long, and I was smashing his sister. So I would get the stuff from her, not knowing that to get him home sooner, they made a deal to trap me off. So when I would meet with her, I trusted her, so I took the product straight to him. He was taking it, turning it over to the police. So they was marketing it, and this is how I got caught up. Now, they never caught me with no drugs on me, no drugs in my apartment, no drugs in my car. They never caught me like that. What they did was they had him, they had the drugs that they had marked that they gave to me and I gave to the inmate, and they had me on film meeting her a couple of times, and that's when, you know, they came, scooped me up, and I got arrested.
So you get arrested, you know, clearly it was a shameful act. Everybody looked at you, you know, like a fallen angel, you know, how, you know, somebody supposed to be in there doing their job like you was doing the first year before you got corrupted, right? So, and you have some type of trial or something, or do you plead? Do you take a deal, or how did that, or like, you know, like what, well, was they, what was, what type of time were they trying to give you?
Well, if you gonna look up, well, if anybody can go onto my Instagram page, Gary Heyward, GaryHeyward. I recently posted pictures of me on the front page of the Daily News of the New York City. Now, I've been on the front page several times, and one time they had me up there when I first got arrested. They said if I'm convicted of all charges, I'm facing life in prison. So that's what they was trying to give me. Because what it was they blanked me for every ounce of drugs that was going through Rikers Island. So it was basically
like the ringleader, the main guy, the cop.
Of course. But what happened was I had a good lawyer, and basically it was a bluff, meaning they wanted me to know who else you was working with. I wasn't working with nobody. I was greedy. I wanted all the money for myself. Now, let me say, in hindsight, it wasn't a good thing for me to do. I regret it, and if I had a chance to do it all again, I wouldn't, you know. But while I'm in the mix and I'm doing it and I'm surviving and I'm making so much money, bills are getting paid, and, you know, I'm living the life of a drug dealer, but I'm a correction officer. So when they put the life tag on me, that was really just to show other correction officers, if you do this, this is what we're going to do to you. So I had a good lawyer, so I didn't end up getting that amount of time, but I did serve some time, you know, for what I did.
How much time you do?
Well, I plea bargained down, and I did about 3 years. So that's how I knew they were bluffing with
the. Did you have to roll on? Did you work alone? So you worked alone, so it wasn't nobody to snitch on, or.
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. I kind of worked alone, but I had a female officer in there who was selling ass, and she would so as to my client, if you look at the newspaper article, it says I had orders for liquor, coke, and cooch, they said I prostituted female correction officers throughout the jail. So that's why they was trying to give me life and trying to bring – you know how they try to hit you with a whole bunch of charges and whatever stick, that's what we're going to get you for?
Right.
So that's what happened.
So what is the – so the premise of the book, you did 3 years, you learned from your mistake, or what's the message in the book?
Well, since I've been out of prison, right, it's a bunch of myths that people don't understand about going to jail. First of all, you got a felony. They swear that you can never get a good upstanding city job again. I have one. I have another city job. They swear that you can't vote. I can vote. And they swear that you can't serve on jury duty. So I went to jury duty. Nobody really wants to go to jury duty. I didn't want to go to jury duty. So when they ask, the judge asked, you know, anybody stand up who thinks they won't be a good candidate for jury duty, I stood up. I told them I was a correction officer. I told them I went to jail. I told them I wrote a book about my experience, thinking they're going to exclude me from being on a trial. I was the first jury they picked, had me sitting there for 3 months while this guy went to trial.
Mm.
So I wanted to dispel some of the myths about going to jail and what you can and can't do. And I just want to tell you know, the listeners, don't let jail define you. If that's not who you are, then don't let it be who you are. When I came out, I got back on my feet. Yo, go ahead, I'm listening.
I actually got somebody on that his name is Joe Millionaire, but he did several calendars in the on the West Coast. I'm pretty sure he sees it from a different angle than you. So I wanted to bring him on. Let me see if he's on. Joe, you on?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. First and foremost, salute to you, young brother, for your services for the country, young man. I want to just congratulate you on your being redeeming yourself. And I am one of them brothers that believe that you can go to jail and come back and get yourself a job and reestablish your life. I've given them 28 calendars of my life just to share a little bit about myself. And I'm out. I've made it back out. I came back home. Got married on the yard. Came home. Still got my wife today. We've been married 28 years. Had three kids. Got three high school diplomas. Three kids in college. And also and a homeowner. Second time homeowner. So you can go to jail from making a downfall and come back out here and apply yourself and make something happen. But even more or less, I enjoy what I heard today. Thank you for sharing your testimony with us. Thank you for sharing your experiences with us, because that's something that when I was down doing my calendars, I did a lot of writing about, as far as, which I called it Tales of a Jail Cell, but you call it Corrupted Officer. I did some research on you today and was been checking out the podcast that you did and listening at you tonight, man. And I want to commend you and say thank you for your services. I don't see no shame in what you've done. I've been an inmate. Sometimes I used to sit down, man, wishing I had a job up in here so I can come up in there and get some of that money too, because them cigarettes in the county, listen here, them cigarettes in the county, man, they go like hotcakes, and it's like, and tobacco ain't illegal. So at the end of the day, when you're giving up them numbers, I'm like, yeah, that you are telling the truth. A pack of cigarettes, $500 easily with no argument. Also,
yeah,
when you can come up here with, give them a book of matches and all of the above, everything goes along with it, and it's all a part of the game. And it's good to see that you come back out on this side of the game and willing to share these type of things in the game, because they swear up and down that they ain't doing nothing wrong in them correctional facilities. And on good and well, they more corrupted than the inmates in themselves up in there, because temptation. Everybody goes up under temptation and circumstances in life. Life brings on challenges. You'll never know what a person to do until they are put into those shoes you have to wear. But I want to congratulate you, young brother, and say that you wore them shoes mighty swell, young brother. Thank you for your services, young brother. It's not many brothers that get correctional jobs, to tell you the truth. A lot of brothers feel like if they had a correctional job, they'd be looked at as being the police, and the homies don't want to mess with them. But little do they know, correctional officers up there getting paid, man, doing them double shifts and them staying there a whole week and going home a couple of days and coming back on with the stabs, with the phones. Man, listen, I appreciate correctional officers like yourself, young brother. I'll tell you the truth, because there's some brothers in there who ain't never coming home again that need good brothers yourself that's willing to put it all on the line so that we can communicate and keep this thing in rotation, because life is a hustle, man. We're going to hustle to the day we're gone. There's more people in jail, got more money in jail than there is in a lot of those who's out here free and have an opportunity to go get a job. Truth be told. Mm.
Yep. But see,
it's balling. I got homies on the yard right now buying them collars, man, and they ain't never coming home.
Wow. But see, Joe, your testimony, but see, that's why I wanted Joe to come on, because that offers transparency from a whole nother standpoint. From his standpoint, looking at you, I'm looking at you I'm looking at both of y'all from a whole nother viewpoint, and then you got other people that be like, well, shit, well, that was horrible, right? And everything. And then you got the inmate who you might be making, just like Joe said, you might be making it easier for them. And plus, they able to make a living too. I'm pretty sure, you know, they was, you know, sending you business per se. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. And then at the end of the movie, especially since you said that Will Smith bought the rights to the movie, right? And it was supposed to go down before him and Chris Rock got into it. It got green lighted to shoot the movie.
Yeah, what happened was, I go to prison, and I'm angry at Rikers Island. I'm angry at the city because I'm caught. Now I'm in jail. And so you try to beat the system. Meaning, first time offense. I'm a law enforcement person, so I'm trying to get home as soon as possible. So they got a whole bunch of programs. So what happens is I'm in a jail, and I'm handcuffed to this white racist guy. So I'm in a gymnasium. Everybody goes through medical and stuff like that. So what happens was a sergeant stands me up in front of about 100 inmates and say, how long were you a correction officer on Rikers Island? So now he put a target on my back, right? So now there goes me going home early. So now they put me in protective custody because now everybody know that I was a law enforcement person. So in protective custody, you meet all these high-profile inmates. So one was a priest who stole about $800,000 from the Catholic Church. So I'm writing my book at first in anger. Yeah, I'm going to tell him about this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. He said, listen, write your true story, and it can help other inmates and correction officers knowing your story. So that's how I wrote the book. So now fast forward, I'm out. I got a job at the city. I'm a maintenance guy working under some lady's sink. My phone rings. Lady asked me, I answered the phone. She said, hello, I got a client who wants to turn your book into a movie. So I'm like, great. She said, I can't tell you who it is. I'm like, what? She said, I can't tell you who it is. So I said, if you can't tell me who it is, then what business are we going to do? Boom. Hung up the phone. 6 months later, she called me back. She said, now I got permission to tell you who it is. I said, who is it? She says, Will Smith. So I'm on speakerphone. My whole family get to dance around the living room because Will Smith want to do my story. Negotiate. He's going to play me. He want to play darker roles, you know, because he want to compete with what's ever out there right now. So I was signed to Will Smith for about 4 or 5 years, going back and forth, adding pieces. I don't know if y'all familiar with the director, Antoine Fuqua, signed on to direct it.
Of course.
They were looking at a couple to direct my series with Will Smith. Then I got a phone call that told me that FX picked it up. So now it was up to the point where my series for my book is going to be on FX next year. So everything was planned out. All of a sudden, here come the Oscars. Now, everybody know Will Smith. Will Smith ain't never have a gangster bone in his body until the Oscars. So he goes up there and he smacks this guy. So after he smacks this guy, a lot of his projects start falling off. Now, to date, they never officially told me, hey, we not messing with you. They just said, listen, we're putting you on hold, and if you want to, you can shop it around and get other deals if you want to. So what that sound like to me? Y'all not messing with me.
Man, 50 Cent by that, man, period.
Yeah.
50 Cent by that and put that on Stars or some shit so fast. Shit, that's coming out.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm shopping it around. I'm talking to some people. So,
No, that's coming out.
The book is on Amazon.
Just from what I heard, I need an audio book. I want to be able to write and just listen to you talk about, your first day at work and just, all the shit.
Before the summer, the audio book will be out. I'm working on that every speech.
So the book is out right now. How much? I think it was like $20. I think when I heard the way you get it from. You know what I'm saying? How long has the book been out?
Well, the book been out since 2015, and it's been steady rotation. It's a New York bestseller. So I also have the second book coming out. It's called Copstitute, and it's about three female officers who I know personally, who was selling ass to inmates and officers and getting their money inside the jail. So that's what the second book is about. It's called Copstitute. Then my third book is called House Gang. Like this gentleman said about the officers in there, what he witnessed, because I know he witnessed some things, from the time that he spent in there. And I got a couple of homeboys who are correction officers, but one is a blood and one's a Crip, and they gang bang in the jail and out on the street. So that's what House Gang is about. So those books will be following. Copstitute is coming out by the end of the year. House Gang should be coming out the top of the next year.
Man, you could probably and you know the way it goes right now, you damn near get one of them Tubi deals too. You know what I'm talking about? Do a whole series, a Tubi exclusive or an Amazon exclusive.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting
story.
I like to. I watch Tubi every day. That's my shit. At the end of the day, you used to watch it. You used to watch the commercials, but if you watch BET, bro, you know them commercials could last like 15 minutes. But Tubi is like only like 2 minutes, a minute, something real short. You know what I mean? And you right back to the action. I watch Tubi like 90%, bro. I mean, Netflix and Amazon would be cool, and, HBO. It's cool, but I'm going to be honest with you. Obstacles, D-Shot's movie, both of them, What Are the Chances, or Don't Get Caught, are both on Tubi. I watched them, and I watch all kind of movies. So Tubi is the shit to me. So if you can work something out with them, I think a majority of the people that's not paying, that don't want to pay for services and shit, because, times is hard, they're going to be on Tubi. So Tubi going to be, if it's not the hottest, it's going to be the hottest.
Okay.
How can everybody reach you on social media?
On Facebook and Instagram, just type in my name, Gary Heyward, G-A-R-Y, last name Heyward, H-E-Y-W-A-R-D. If you go on there right now, my last 10 or 12 pictures, kind of tells you what I've been on, CNN, News, Pix 11, Hot 97, stuff like that, because right now, anytime some law enforcement do anything corrupt in New York City, they call me as an expert to speak on, what the officer did right or what the officer did wrong. That's why corruption.
I appreciate you coming on, brother. We got the homie. Shout out to the homie Dave House for hooking this up. He called me earlier. He was like, "Man, I gotta get the folks on there, man." And And we made it happen, man. So I appreciate you coming on. You feel me, and telling your story.
I appreciate you for having me. Thank y'all for having me, man.
Off top. So, yeah, man, thank you, man. We're going to come back with 95 Mil, and we're going to get off into it. It's the Real Steel Show. Don't go nowhere.
What's up, motherfucker? This that nigga Daz Dillinger, and you're right here kicking it, doing it real big, as we do every motherfucking day. Yeah, nigga. The Dog Pound is in the motherfucking house. And this the Real Spill Show with my nigga Big Ol' Meezy, with Daz Deezy, and the motherfucking Heezy. You bitch.
Conmigo esta noche en mi cama. Calladito papito, ven conmigo, no quiero drama.
Take a trip to my place, menage, bring the full play. You got a sweet tooth, cause you need something new. Well, you talking to the man, baby, show me how I do. Drop it low, to the floor, to the floor. They pick it up, bring it back for some more. There's something you want, I got what you need. It's just you and me, I'm up like caffeine. Stumble through the house, only here for one night. Spending time with me, mind making miss your flight. Trust me, that's cool, it's just me and you. We can be smooth, they don't know what we do.
Como te llamas? Noche tú tienes cita conmigo en mi cama. Calladito papito, ven conmigo, no quiero drama. No, papi, ven aquí, papi, ven a mí.
Baby, turn them lights on. Tryna see you with nothing on. Be my vacation. Show me new places. You work it, I'm lurking, I see that you got it. Working that same, baby, like you make profit. Please do not stop it. You something exotic, mojado aquatic. I love what you doing, what you pursuing. You with the movement, the mothers be clueless.
¿Cómo te llamas? Tú tienes una cita conmigo esta noche en mi cama. Calladito papito, ven conmigo, no quiero drama.
Back, it's the Real Spill Show. Make some noise for the homeboy, 95 Mil.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
What's up? What's up with my guy, man? Happy belated birthday.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I appreciate that very much. How are you doing?
Man, I missed it. I know that shit was turned up, huh?
Oh, man. You know how we do? You know how we get down, man? We're definitely enjoying it, for sure.
actually, I do, yeah. So what's been up, man? You got the, the show cut off. Oh, I got to figure this out. It's crazy.
Things been going crazy, man. You know what I mean? And, man, you know what I'm saying? The city's jumping right now, and I can't be more thankful and more humbled and more, you know what I mean, excited and just, man, you know, Sacramento's showing a lot of love right now with everything, and it's been going crazy, bro, for real.
Our Kings is doing their thing.
Man, 40 wins, bro. I went to the game last night. I was hoping we was going to win because the Bucks are number one on the East. So, you know, I was watching this game like it could have been something real, you know, because the only team that's in front of us right now is Denver. And I'm like, man, like, if we can beat the best team on the East, you know, that could say something, you know. But it was cool, bro. It was cool. It's unfortunate that we took the L. But it's all right. We need that to humble us, you know what I'm saying, so we can come back twice as strong next round.
So, you know, you got the Light the Beam song, and you was one of the first people to do the song. How did that song come about?
Man, so I got a homie that's like a really, really big Kings fan. Like I'm a big Kings fan too, but I'm talking about like a diehard, like, you know, been rooting for them since the struggle, bro. Like really dedicated, you know. And you know, he's a big fan of my music as well. And he reaches out to me and he says, "Bro, you need to make a Light the Beam song." You know, I went to a couple games and we got this. You know, we got a laser beam in downtown Sac on top of the arena. So I was like, "Oh, this is tight." You know, something new for the city. And like I said, he reached out to me. He's like, "You need to make this Light the Beam song." So I'm like, man, you know what? You're right, because, like, you got to make something for the people, right? It's dope to make songs and music that people can really use. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy if you can get something that everybody can be a part of type of shit. And, you know, I reached out to my boy Ted Digital, man, the only the greatest of all time, producer of all time, man. Shout out to Ted Digital. I hit him up. You know, hey, for real, because it wouldn't be what it is without Ted. So I reached out to Ted, bro. I'm like, "Yo, Ted, we got to make this song, bro, called Light the Beam." He's like, "What the hell are you talking about, Light the Beam?" You know, it's all like some Star Trek shit. And I'm like, "Nah, bro, listen, like, we got to make a song called Light the Beam. Sack got a laser. We got a laser in downtown." He's like, "What?" You know, because he's a Lakers fan.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's a Lakers fan, so he's like, you know what I'm saying? "All right, well, let's get in." You know, we get into the studio, we start whipping up this song, and, you know, I was really in a position where I was like, damn, what am I going to do for the hook? Because, you know, you got to come correct on the hook for the song, because you don't want to do something that's, like, not right, because then it just makes the song corny, or just makes it, you know, not how it's supposed to be. So at first I was, like, trying to record myself, say, you know, "Light the Beam. You know, Light the Beam." But when you're in the studio and, you know, sometimes you could say words and it was like, for me, I was hearing myself say "Like the Beam," you know what I'm saying? Instead of "light," more like. So I was like, nah, like I got to do something different. So when I was at the game, I actually recorded everybody chanting on my phone during the game. Everybody, the whole crowd going crazy on the video. And I was telling Ted, like, right, we gotta somehow incorporate the crowd on there. He's all, "Send it to me, bro." So I sent it to him. He chopped and screwed this shit, bro. You know what I mean? And boom, now we got the hook going. And then I only had to do what was right, give a shout out and pay homage to all the old school players, and then, you know, incorporate the new players. And I didn't think it was gonna do what it did or what it's doing. You know, I just really did it because I'm a Kings fan and I wanted to do some laser shit, you know, for the city, the whole Light the Beam. So
they play, right now, they pretty much play, bro, they pretty much play like every time we win or as soon as you step in the building.
So look, bro, it is the certified Sacramento Kings anthem. It is the song for the Sacramento Kings, and they play it when the game starts, and if we win, they play it. But they also play it on KSFM 102.5 every game day. And then also every day after the game. And they'll play multiple times. So right now I'm in full rotation in the morning. And then right now I'm in full rotation in the evening. And then, you know, game day or not, on Friday I'm in the Friday night traffic jam mix. So 5 p.m., man, they got that shit cranked up.
Well, shit, let's get off this door. It's just that 95 mil. It's that 95 mil. It's that Light the Beam, man. It's the Real Spill Show. We'll be right back.
Let's go.
Light it up. cloud. Ay. When I walk the city, I'ma rock the baby. Got a classic leather with a classic weather. I'm on top of shit like Stojakovic. Too fast, 55. White chocolate. I got game like Fox, baby. I got D like Mitchell.
Like Mitchell.
We gon' play this game, baby. Till they blow that whistle.
That whistle.
We fly. Silver Surfer,
hey.
I'm behind the paint, Kevin Hurd.
Kevin Hurd,
hey, pass the ball on my dope.
I'm open,
I'm to the rim like Sabonis.
Like Sabonis,
look at my feet when I dunk.
When I dunk,
y'all can't play like Mum.
Like Mum,
what you mean? Black and purple, we the kings. Like the band, like the band.
Body go, body go, body go, body go.
They won't stop staring. Putting numbers on the board, I'm the urn. Look up at the scoreboard, they embarrassing. Running through my city, I ain't never needed clearance. Like Barnes, the way the 40 getting carried. Tip top, I'ma keep my spot, I ain't sharing them. They neglect us like they didn't want to hear it. Now we making them respect us when we making our parents. Full court pressure. G sitting on the front seat of the Tesla. They ask me why we so aggressive. Fake things they put out excessive. And my time is of the essence. Tell the whole game we back. Got gang for the blame, got flame on wax. At O2 Kings, let's rewind that back. On your television screen, all you see is Shaq.
Yo, what up? This is Droopy, and you listening to The Real Spiel Show with my family member, Big Ol' Meezy.
I ain't gonna lie, that shit do clap, though. That shit clap, and it's motivational when that light the beam. Like, you know,
bro,
what I'm saying? Like,
that, hey, that's how it be in the games. When you go to the games, bro, like, they chanting that shit before the game's over with. So it's like, it really is, bro. Like, it really is. It's a major vibe when you're out there and it's a good tool, bro. I'm happy that it's a tool for the city because they really using it for what the purpose is, and that makes me feel good about the record, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So you got the matter of fact, for the Energizer, hold on, let me bring Birdo in because I know Birdo got a question real quick. Birdo, what's up with it? You there?
Yeah, I'm here, Big Ol' Me, Big Bro. Yes, 95 mil, man. Happy belated birthday, man. And
thank you.
I appreciate the song because me myself, a diehard Kings fan, you know, we can go back to Lionel Simmons, Dwayne Coswell, you know, Sarunas Marshallonis, you know, like you said, your boy that has been a huge Kings fan through the struggle. You know,
yeah.
Obviously, like you said, I'm happy for you that the city's being so supportive and we're doing such big things as a Kings team in this whole, you know, what, besides the light the beam, you know, what else is bringing pleasure and happiness to your life?
Oh, man, that's a good question, bro. I just had a newborn baby. You know, I'm married, bro. I got a beautiful wife, beautiful children. You know what I'm saying? Life has been very good for me, man. You know, my family, you know, outside of my music, I'm 195% dedicated to my family, bro. And, you know, it's my family brings out light to me, bro. So I really appreciate that question, man. So shout out to my family, for real.
Man, God bless it, and shout out to my family. Being a father myself, you know, I appreciate that, and congratulations to you and your wife, and, you know,
thank
many
you.
Blessings to come forward, and I appreciate
and
you being here with us on the Real Spiel.
Condolences to her mother, too. Make sure you tell her condolences.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Absolutely. I appreciate
that,
man.
That was the homegirl. That was the homegirl, man, from when I was at your house and she made that dip, man. And it was, I think
she
made it
or
your wife. That I think it was like a crab dip or something like that. It smacked it.
Yeah. My wife is Russian, bro, so they got all the Russian recipes, you know what I'm saying?
All right, no, so talk about this ice record, man. That, you know, that shit clapped too. Matter of fact, I told everybody that that started the year, we did the cilantro party, your first headlining gig, you know what I'm saying? I was hosting, that shit was super smacking. That ice was going so crazy, man. Talk about this record.
Man, Ice is one of my favorite records. Like, you know, I love, like, the band, but Ice is probably my favorite record that I've made personally because, you know, I'm a young man, you know what I'm saying? But I'm a really old soul. Like, I grew up listening to old school music and, you know, MC Hammer, right? And then you got Vanilla Ice. And I was like, damn, you know, I love sampling old school music. I love bringing back the old vibes of old music and then, you know what I'm saying, converting it to the new time. And I was like, told my boy Ted, talking to Ted Digital, greatest of all time. I said, yo, we need a sample Ice Baby, bro. And he was like, oh, no one's done that yet. We got to do that, you know. So it really was just on the whole idea. But that's probably my favorite record, man, that I've been a part of because it's different. And my boy Ted is really playing the guitar. Like, we didn't take anything from the original, from the record, or from the original song with David Bowie and Queen. Or Vanilla Ice, like, we really remade the whole shit with the guitar and all the whole shit, and that's a special record to me, man. You know, that's a good song. But, yeah, that shit was jumping, man. We had a good concert right there for sure.
Oh, shit, let's get to it. It's 95 Mil. It's Ice featuring Bugby.
Yes, sir.
Where's Bugby from?
Bugby's from Sacramento, too, man. That's out to my dog, Bugby. He a hard-working man, too. He got it going on for sure.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Let's drop it.
Look here, man. Listen. Hey, what's your life like? Baby, so nice, nah. So cold, I'm like ice. With your price like, baby, so right. So fresh, so clean, I'm tight. Take a trip overseas, that's a flight. I've been getting money, throwing dice. Yeah, I keep it stupid lit like a nightlight. So froze, baby got frostbite. Colder than some iced tea, bitch, I might be. Still pushing off a little bit of ice cream. Don't slip, ain't like no ice rink. Do it myself, act like I'm Spike Lee. Shorty wanna hold hands, slow dance, romance. Told a bitch, no chance. I'm colder than a snowman. I'm to the bank with some more van. Hotter than stain, colder than a freezer. What you need, I can get it cheaper. Click on my feet, it's probably my Adidas. Hit it to the fence, like I'm Derek Jeter. Gotta slow my roll, but it's hard cause I can't. Hit 120, I'm smashing this thing. I've been getting money, I be looking like a thing. Ice in my cup, passing my drink. I'm trying to get Neptune, put me in the room, I step to a neck froze. Eat green, pesto, took 100K to the bank, lead a rest home, para. I break the heezy, play hard to get, but I'll make this easy. Heard you got bills and you need to see me. Funniest thing I ever heard was a bitch don't need me. I'm different, can't fuck with gringo. Ain't talk cash, you can't talk my lingo. Started off a boat and it cost a C note. The word gon' flow, SD to Chico, I'm drifting. On the road getting distance, turn all the cake into bread like a muffin. Bustin', I don't need introduction. I walk in the function with no chain tucked and flashing. I don't need to show that. Bring all your friends, make a Kodak summon. And my middle name Danger, I'm riding through the city with a top down swinging, smoking. Till the top bust open, really make Sack look like it's East Oakland. Listen, you can tell I ain't missing. Water on my neck, you can see the shit glisten. Everywhere in the world we go, it's ice.
Yeah. What's going on? It's the Hungry Hustling African American Wet Dream. The successful failure, the acceptable reject. Yes, I get dissed, but it's with respect. The rock and roll gangster, OG, Amsterdam, Afro, money making marijuana, smoking mother MAA. You know what I'm saying? And yes, you're listening to Real Spill with my homeboy, Big O Meezy, for Sheezy. Yeah. And you know why? Yeah, because you got high. And then you drunk some of that Coke 45 with two zigzags. Baby, that's all we need.
And we back, 95 mil, man. That was another slapper right there, that ice. I remember I was at the crib, and I was like, man, I don't know, man. They might flag your shit with that sample. And you was like, nah, I'm telling you, bro. You know how you always be. I'm telling you, bro.
Hey,
let me tell you something. When a motherfucker got a vision in their brain, bro, and nobody else can see it, man, fight for your shit, man. Just because I couldn't see it, fuck what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't no Debbie Downer.
Yeah,
neither one of us would be in the position that we in right now if we would have been listening to everybody in the naysayers and shit like that. You know,
so
that's one thing that I could say about you. You know what I'm saying? You work hard. You know what I'm saying? You ain't no lazy motherfucker. You listen to people. You know what I'm saying? We done did every type of venue and shit. We done been on the road. You know what I'm saying? We done seen all type of shit.
Hey, we did it all, and it's only the beginning. It's only the beginning, man. You know, I've been fortunate enough to be able to see the end result before I start something, you know, and that's what motivates me, being able to see. I don't get motivated. I mean, it'd be the spur of the moment and I start getting hot, you know what I mean, and we'll get into it. But my favorite type of creations and creating shit is when I can see the end result before I do it, because that's what pushes me more to really get it done, you know what I mean, because I know that whether they like it or not, I know that I'm going to like it because, you know, I'm putting my work into it. And, man, you know what I'm saying? Those are some good records right there, bro. That's one of my new project, man, Glass White. You know, I don't have a date for the album, but I got so much unreleased music that's just like these records that we just played.
So what's next? When is the next show?
The next show I got right now is April, I think it's 24th or something like that. I don't have the exact date, but it's next month. I know me and you got the 420 show coming up. And right now I'm in the process of getting another headline show lined up. Yep, I got another headline show coming up, you know. So, you know, the party don't stop, man. You know, we always kind of keep it going, try to keep it as lit as we can, for sure. And
GB, the OG. The OG is on the line. Let's see if GB the OG got a question. GB, you got a question for 95?
Yes, sir. Well, man, yeah, I'm just mad. What's your inspiration, man?
Man, you know what? I'm trying to make it to the top, man. That's what inspires me. It's like, let me tell you like this, bro. Like, my dream, when I started doing this music, and I've always been hip-hop and just, you know, freestyling the house parties before I really started getting in the studio and recording. And I know when I got into the studio and started recording, my main dream was to have my music in rotation at the Kings Arena and to have my music in rotation on 102.5 KSFM, because those are my stomping grounds, you know what I mean? So that has always been my motivation. That has been my inspiration, you know? And now I'm like, man, it ain't enough. And you know, when you get there, you're like, now what? You know, so
yeah,
I mean, sky's the limit. But
yeah.
I want music to pay every last one of my bills. I don't want to have to go to work because I still work a full job. You know, I'm a union bridge builder, and I've been doing that 10 years. You know, and I don't want to have to go out there in the weather when it's cold and when it's hot. You know, I want to be in the studio making music and getting paid for every single record, you know, enough to live off of for a lifetime. And, you know, that's my life goal and with this, you know, because if you can start working on something that you love, you won't work a day in your life, you know. So I'm trying to get that going.
Yes, sir, man. And just keep pushing, man. God bless and keep doing it. Keep going it, man. Much success.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
How can everybody reach you on your social media?
man, everything is 95 mil, okay? So 95 mil underscore on Instagram, Facebook, 95 mil, also Andrew Miller. YouTube, 95 mil, you know, Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, everything is 95 mil. Wherever you can find music, you'll find 95 mil. If you got Alexa at home, you can say, Alexa, play 95 mil, and she'll start playing some shit. So wherever you got connection to internet, just type in 95 mil, and it's all there.
It's only right before I let you go that I get off into this mother, this classic, you know what I'm saying, that we did from the gate, you know what I'm saying, this all day, all night, that we shot the video at your crib in the garage and shit, and I think the backyard, I want to say,
Yes, sir.
That whole shit was classic, even chasing down the film director.
Right. That was a good time, bro.
Did we ever find him?
I don't know what happened, but you know what I thought was funny? We were in the middle of that video, and I was in the middle of cooking, barbecuing, and I said, yo, bro, I had to have one of my boys like, yo, you need to take over. He's like, I don't even know how to barbecue. I said, well, you're going to learn right now. I got to go shoot a music video. All the food was burnt, but it was worth it.
Right. Right.
Yeah, it was a good time.
All right, well, shit, let's get off into this all day, all night, man. 95 mil, real spill show.
That's good.
We do this all day, all night. Sound good? Damn right. Hands up, hands down. Turn up, never turn down. We do this all day, all night. Sound good? Damn right.
95.
Hands up, hands down. Turn up, never turn down.
Got a call from the family. The party is on and on. So I pull up on my barber, he give me that fresh line. Need a 3 on the top, I need a 2 on the side. And that's a quick fade, hit the store, I need that douce. Fresh pack for that new strain. Hey, 95, I feed him nothing but game. I ain't in the wine and dining or going on dinner dates. If I do, it's Ruth Chris, I order me up a steak. Back to my pad, putting on my game. Fresh fit, top to bottom, I'm keeping the game late. Gold, little diamonds, they shining, it's on my chain. Going all the way, we stuck in the fast lane. My cell phone buzzing, it's time, I gotta slide. Party going up, we party till morning time. Smoking on the grapes like I'm hurting through the vine. With the music so loud, I ain't gotta go inside.
We do this all day, all night. Sound good, damn right. Hands up, hands down. Turn up, never turn down. We do this all day, all night. Sound good, damn right. Hands up, hands down. Turn up, never turn down.
Okay, here's the situation, let's run up a check. All these people came to party and we got it on deck. Hella drank, hella smoke, but we ain't done yet. So exotic, I'm excited, how this life is a trip. I've been all around the world, Japan to Amsterdam. Going hard with the fam, all across this land. Never switching this edition, it's tradition to kill it. Minor mission, I enlisted to the top and I bill it. And the chicks say he go, but that won't change my ego. I give love to all my people, double shots, it's a free throw. Mash to the stage, give them what they want. 95 mil, say he be right up.
We do this all day, all night. Sound good, damn right. Hands up, hands down. Turn up, never turn down. We do this all day, all night. Sound good, damn right. Hands up, hands down. Turn up, never turn down.
That's that motherfucking classic, all day, all night, 95 mil, man. Hey, once again, thank you, 95, for being on the show, man. You feel me?
Absolutely. Anytime, you know that.
We got the homie DJ Mastix on here. You probably him coughing and shit. He got the mix. He got the mix. He back. And matter of fact, since that occurred, I think Mastix, we're gonna bring you back for next week also, bro. We're going to play the mix. First, the first thing we do is play the mix the top of the next week's show. That's cool?
That's cool.
So who we got? Who we got on this mix right here?
This mix we got Matthew Ballin on there. We got Zaya from Lindsay. We got B2 Easy out of Fairfield, and we got Canada Cali Boy here in Sac.
Okay. Hold on, let me get off to it. All right, let's get off into this mix. It's the homeboy DJ Mastic. He is the premier DJ of the motherfucking week. And he coming back next week to DJ again in a whole nother set, man. That'll be mix number 3, man. So let's get off into it. It's the Real Spill Show. Hello.
Exploring her freedom, she keep on forgetting without the right beacon. Her life, me and my homie could be eating nice. Yeah, yeah, she a college girl, A wise man told me, you better be nerdy. The nerdy get the pretty face with the thick curvy. All she do is curvy, not knowing what she wantin'. Jock that is rockin', frat guy poppin', or the hippie down to earthy. It's cool, I'll give her mercy. She need to get with the nerdy. Let her explore her options. She keep on stepping in the wrong direction. She might be floppin', she need to take these lessons. The way she dressin', blessing. Females on the blade, she runnin' to the right nerd, we all getting paid. But that I don't condone. I always let you know, system pimping never be as hoe. Hey, hey. But some can't escape the way these schools enslave. Universities hoeing out loans at this rate, you never get paid. You better go with the nerd girl before it's too late. You don't know where to look. He in the front of the class with his face in the book. At the end, you wish you had gotten with him, cause now you see all them dividends. College girl, not knowing what she need, exploring her freedom. She keep on proceeding without the right geeking. Her life.
Show me what it do, why? You see me with my guys, with the crew, ayy. I like all money blue, ayy. And I like I'm looking just like you, ayy. Shake, shake, drop, drop. Show me if that shit hot. Make it pop, don't stop, ayy. I'm like, ooh, why? I'm icy, I'm frozen, I'm shining, I'm golden. And I know you like it, huh? You like it? And I think you think you suck, but ayy. Who am I to judge? Huh? I might throw a dub. Yeah, maybe one, maybe two. Ayy, bitch, and it's just for
she
you.
She got a vibe on it. Baby, I got what you need. She got a vibe on it. We know ain't nothing for free. She got a vibe on it. Hit the club and get that bag. She got a vibe on it. It's money in there. Aye. We know that it's bad.
Baby, got the walk of a model and arrow. But it's got skin smoother than brown liquor. Twin pick, BBW, all good. Her partner wanna come to the crib, they all should. That 50 bill, that 100 bill, that Venmo, that cash app. Her hair done, her nails done, that air fat like, whoa. Okay, shorty got a vibe. She been getting OnlyFans money on the side. And she know her whole vibe's open in the kilo. My amigos at the gossip, you can bring the gossip amigos. Baby say I keep flexing. You can tell she ain't never seen Supreme presence. She drop it down, she pick it up, she make it hit that flow. She work that, she twerk that, she keep the thing on go. She swears first class when she fly up on that pole like she never flew private before. Now let's go.
She got a vibe on it. Baby, I got what you need. She got a vibe on it. We know ain't nothing for free. She got a vibe on it. Hit the club and get that bag. She got a vibe. She got a vibe. Swimming in there when she throw that bag.
Girl, you know you've been on my mind. You know what we came for. I don't wanna waste no time. You something I can't ignore. No, you just my time. Tell me what you waiting for. I told you I can change. Go back, ain't no surprise. I'm the reason why your baby been lying. She can move every time that you find. In the room we get out like a fire. Coming back to back until she get tired. When I seen the body, I felt inspired. We kissing, ripping off each other, designer. Looking at my watch, but she make it feel timeless. Hey, you can put the best behind us. Let you know, you're my world.
why you stuck in your feelings. All you notice when I step in the building. Point at me as you want me to kill it. Cause you don't go and get in your feelings. What I'm supposed to do was a feeling. But she feel me though. When she winding down on top of me. You don't need to know. Panties on the ground, we fuck on the floor. On another note. She make her own money, this love mama gone. Even out the store. Money up, throwing her more. I just tell her it's all on me. I know that she don't wanna leave. She gon' make me get down on my knees. I can give you anything you need.
Girl, I'm just trying to let you know.
Be the best if I don't do my best, then best, then if you got something on your mind, say loud and with your chest, then send a message, they will listen, yeah. Cause I'm that kid that's reaching peace, oh so, but I know that I have never reached my peak. If I think I've mastered anything, that makes me weak. I've been working hard, but I know each and every day. It's totally different and I can choose a different path. With the way that I'm living, I don't have any regrets. But there are things I change. I know that I'm not the best, I'm just a little strange. But out of my soul, out of my heart, not cold. I don't know.
Hey yo, what's good? It's your boy B.I.G. O'Meezy, Big O'Meezy, the great communicator. Sick with it, Lieutenant, sick with it, Deputy, the whole thing, man. And you listening to The Real Spill Show, the realest podcast in the nation, man. Learn about it.
Mastic, that was a nice mix right there. We're going to, like I said, next week we're going to kick you off, man. We're going to get the mix up. I think next week, for everybody, that song, we just going to do 2 hours, bro. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to play no games, bro. I'm going to just automatically set up the show for 2 hours because Birdo, hold on, let me bring all the folks in. Hold on. Let me bring Birdo in there. And we got Bossy in this thing. Bossy, what's up? What's happening with it?
What's going on? I was loving that music.
Thank you. Look at Mastic like, yeah, I did that. And the cool part about it is these is all folks that we performed with over the last summer, man. So it's good to hear, especially the homie from out where was it? Lindsay? The homie
out there,
from Lindsay.
Out there in Lindsay.
Man, Lindsay is a forgotten place, man. So, matter of fact, we got to make sure we get them involved. April 8th. We have the Rap Battle 2023, hosted by Big Old Meezy, co-hosted by Crystal 3X, Ashley, Crystal 3X, got so many names on this flyer, boss. It's so crazy, it's so much going on. You got the domino tournament, and the motherfucking, with spades and tongue off of it.
We trying to do it. And you are invited, 95 Mill, you are invited. So if you ain't doing nothing, come on down and kick it with your boy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm pulling up.
Okay. Get down with
you
little fellas. What's up?
It's two days before my birthday. My birthday is April 10th. So we're going to be celebrating all that whole weekend. That's my birthday weekend. straight up. So please believe
Let's go.
We're gonna be
real active.
We're gonna be turning up. We got King versus China in the battle. It's gonna be vendors. It's gonna be drinks. It's gonna be, this parking lot is gonna be lit. Like I said, it's a domino tournament. Go ahead.
Yeah.
And Shayna Ashley is coming. Shayna Ashley is coming all the way from Brooklyn. So we have Brooklyn in the house, and she's versus. She's gonna go against one of our own 916.
Hell yeah.
It's sad about the young homie got
Zeta Illis.
Did he get murdered? No, the one that got murdered. Did he get murdered or what happened to him?
He overdosed.
No, he did.
He overdosed. Yeah, sad situation. We were just talking to him about methadol. I don't know how to actually say it. But yeah, that's what it was.
So he was supposed to be a contestant, and I think you guys had just did a podcast on him, right?
Right, and the next week, that's what happened to him. Yep.
Wow,
he had
great,
did that celebrating. He had just got a new song out, a new video, knew everything was turning his life around. We talked to him about it, how he was trying to change things up and. I guess he celebrated just a little bit too much.
Damn, he went too hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me make sure we do a moment of silence. Can you remind me to make sure we do a moment of silence for him?
His family is supposed to come out too.
Yeah, then maybe we can get a picture. They can bring like a picture, like a big picture, like we can put out, you know what I'm saying, just something we can tribute, you know, that he could be, his presence could be there. You feel me?
Okay, I'll do that. Nikki has some, and his family's supposed to bring some out, too, because they said they were going to come and celebrate, because that's the last little thing he did was the podcast for us and his little video.
Man, that's crazy.
We got to change it up, get it right, get the word out, get the word out.
Saturday, April 8th, it's the Rap Battle 2023 hosted by Big O Meezy. Shout out to Boss Work and Young Bosses.
That's what we're doing.
So
bossing up.
It's a bosses.
Yes, Young Bosses.
Straight
yes,
up.
There
boss
we
work
go.
And Young Bosses. I'm going to get it. Don't ever get it. Twitter. Yeah. Boss Work and Young Bosses presents Rap Battle 2023, April 8th, hosted by me, B-I-G-O Meezy, King Leo versus China's Ashley, right?
Shayna Ashley.
Shayna?
Crystal X. Yeah, Shayna Ashley, y'all look her up. She got some new music.
I guess I better get all these names right before I start hosting some shit up.
Yeah, y'all look her up. She got some dynamite music out, too. Maybe y'all could do something.
Which one are you talking about? The
Shayna.
Shayna. Oh, okay.
Shayna.
We're going to do the podcast that day or before that, right? I'm supposed to come and do the podcast.
Yes. Yep, the sit-down. Uh-huh. We're going to have a sit-down where her and King Leo is going to be talking crap about how they gonna whoop on one another in the actual battle.
Shout out my homie Adrian doing security. I love somebody said that. I think it was Jay said. He said shout out security actually being on the flyer. Like when do you see the security on the flyer? That's dope.
We're gonna have a good time that day. We're gonna have a good time. Oh, Meezy, 1738? Is that what it is?
Huh?
1738? Is that what we toasting with?
Why not?
Taking a toast on your birthday.
Why not?
Okay.
I got to be there for my birthday, especially after the way this whole year been kicking off. Oh my! But I don't want to be like the young homie. I can't go too hard. He might have just, you know, some people would be the sacrificial lambs for a brother like myself to just say, oh no, I can't go too hard.
You understand me and my celebration. I'm gonna take a sip for the young brother. You feel me?
Right.
So yeah, we're gonna have a good time, man. I appreciate everybody calling in. I appreciate 95 Mil. I appreciate Gary Hayward. You know, that was that story right there was out of hand. Man, I gotta I can't wait for the movie of that to come out. That was clowning. Shout out to the homie Dave for putting that together. I think that's it. Anybody else got anything they wanna add? GB to OG, Burrow, you got something you wanna add?
Man, I just want to say God's bless. I enjoyed the show as always, and God's blessing on everybody on here, man. And love to my folks, Big Old Measy, man, my fam.
Hey,
be safe, man, and take health as well. Daddy,
Birdo.
Now we good, man. Everybody have a blessed evening. Look forward to the next show and appreciate all the support.
All right, let's give ourselves a hand. We'll give ourselves a round of applause. And we'll see everybody next week, man. Much love.